sir.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box podcast, coming to you live from Grand Bay Studios, Power Session 2022. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital. And right now I'm being joined by the one half of Inner Soul.
Yes, sir. It's JB Intense.
JB Intense. Welcome to the podcast, man.
Yeah, I'm fully welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So what's going on today, man?
We got this opportunity to come here and curate with our boy LA the Goat.
You guys got a feature with LA?
Yes, sir.
Nice. How was that?
It was a good experience. So
yeah. What's the name of the song that you guys are working on?
Solution.
Solution.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nice. How long have you guys had that written down before you brought it in here?
About two, three years.
Oh, about 2-3 years. Wow. Was it just waiting for LA the Goat? Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Just waiting for an opportunity to put somebody on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about your group, man. When did you guys start?
We started working together, actually making music around, I think, 2019. And then 20 is when we started making our name out, trying to, you know, made our debut.
Nice.
With our self-titled tape. It's on YouTube, SoundCloud. And then ever since then, we've just been working.
Wow, that's awesome. Are you guys both from Tampa?
No.
No?
No.
Who's from Tampa?
I am. We're both from Plant City.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I live in Tampa.
In the area, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm in Tampa right now.
How long have you been doing music?
A long time. Since I was like just a little kid, elementary. I started out like drums. It was the first thing I got on. And then the rap came. I started writing. And then, yeah. I used to be in a band as well, but like...
What kind of band?
Death metal.
Death metal? Nice. Is that what you specialize in, or is that how you started out?
Yeah, I guess.
Death metal?
Yeah, metal. Anything metal.
Yeah. And now what genre do you kind of stick around? Hip-hop?
Yeah. And when I started writing, had many influences, and then it just kind of kicked in. I was like, I realized I could do it, so I was like, all right, let me do it.
That's awesome. Who was your number one influence?
Probably Tech N9ne. He's one of my big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Midwestern flow that he's got.
Nice. Yeah. What made you go from death metal to hip hop? It's kind of a weird jump.
My family, my parents, and my brother, most of my parents, they like listen to a lot of types of genres of music. I grew up around all of it. From reggae to country to metal to rap, anything. And then my brother, he was really into the metal scene, the rock and all that. He's what got me into that. And then I just somehow found an interest in hip hop, just the way they carry them words around and how they just deliver that shit with all them fucking schemes and bro.
Yeah.
Just kind of, it brought me in.
Just took over, yeah.
And then like, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And when did you meet the other half?
About 2019.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just recent.
Yeah.
You guys have been just working together for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you guys come up with anything other than your current project?
Yeah, we got a couple projects out, a couple mixtapes.
Yeah. Have you guys done any shows?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the area?
Yeah, we'd be doing a couple like side shows throughout. If you know about The Shuffle.
Oh yeah.
Like we represent them a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, we've just been trying to do our thing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And now you got a feature with LA the Goat, man.
Hey, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, that's good, man.
It's a good one too. Can't wait to drop it on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to tell him to go come on the podcast, man. I tried to reach out to him, and he didn't respond.
He's just vibe. He's in the studio. He's in the booth just going at it.
Yeah. So. He's doing his thing.
He's just doing his thing.
Yeah. So what's next for you guys?
We have this project we're working on, a tape with this song that's on it with LA the Goat. We're just working on that right now, basically trying to get this music out.
Trying to get it out the door, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, thank you for joining me, and Yeah, well, we'll get the second half in here too.
I bet you. His side of the story.
Yeah.
All right, Master Dad, where you at?
And now we're joined by the second half of Inner Soul, D. What's D, up? Welcome to the podcast, man.
How you doing, my brother?
Good, good. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit what's going on today.
Yeah, we just came down here to do
a, you got to pull a little closer to your mouth.
Yeah, we just came out here to do a little feature here with LA the Goat. We're going to get a little video shot. You know, since now, I'm hanging out with you guys for a little bit. That's all. Just kind of make a day out of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's so awesome, man. Yeah, I was talking to your other half, and sorry. What was the name of the track that you guys are working on?
Solution.
Solution.
Yeah, so that's coming up on the next upcoming thing. Well, it's called Inner Soul. It'll be out probably like later on this year. Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, we had a little open slot for a song. We're like, man, we heard LA, and we're like, man, that dude's crazy.
Yeah.
Very, very talented young man. Yeah. I appreciate him coming down and helping us out with that.
That's a good opportunity, man.
Very good opportunity. Somebody, the other half came to me, James the Intense. He came and said, bro, got a chance to get off. I'm like, hey, lot of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rest is history here.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's good. Tell us a little bit about your musical journey, man. Where'd you guys start?
We're from Plant City, Florida, which is like, you know, a suburb of the city of Tampa. You know, we're about 30 minutes south. You know, I ran into James through his family. His family's pretty lucrative in the city. So I ran into him one day. We had similar music tastes. And you know, we decided, you know, let's pair up and try to do something. And the rest is history. We just kind of been doing it for about 4 years. We got two projects out. He has upcoming solo project coming out. And then we got this third project called Project coming back. Then my first solo's coming up right a little bit after that. So, you know, we just doing what we love. We just connected. It happened to be, you know, the shoestring opportunity. We just said, let's go for it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yes, you guys kind of came together.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what got you started in music, man?
It was just kind of like, you know, maybe just what got me, you know, what inspired me to start.
Yeah, what inspired you to start?
It's just been years, man. Like I'm 27 years old, and I've been starting rapping like when I was around 17. A lot of different artists around that time. You know, I was just like, you know what, if they can do it, why can I? You know how music is. It gets people through hard times. It gets people, you know, man, you know, hyped up. It gets, you know, there's all kinds of moves that, you know, music does for you. So I'm like, I want to be a part of that. And it was just a matter of time. And, you know, me and JB, once we came together, just kind of locked in. Let's just go for it.
Yeah, you guys kind of meshed when you met. Yeah, what was your first project that you worked on together? What was the one that brought you together?
We just sat down and we just went over beats on YouTube and just kind of just wrote a bunch, and then we just kind of got, you know, kind of good. And then after we had a whole body of work, we're like, okay, we're gonna put that on that tape, that on this tape, and then we started the journey of the music thing.
Nice.
So it was just kind of just like one thing at a time, and it just kind of built up.
It was organic. Yeah.
Organic.
It just kind of came together.
Yes, sir. You know, that's the main thing I love. It's like, you know, I mean, why force anything?
Yeah.
It's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. But
exactly.
it just kind of just flowed. And, you know, here we are today sitting down with you guys.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now you got a feature with LA the Goat, man.
Yeah, man. That's huge, man. He's got like, I think it's like almost 2 million streams.
Yeah.
So he's doing his thing, man.
Yeah, he's doing well.
And, yeah, we just to see how well he just laid down not only our song, but he also was working on something else in there. And I was like, we just listened to how he just organically just went in there and just did his thing. I'm like, that's talent.
That's awesome,
that's
man.
Talent.
Yeah, and he represents the city, dude.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he represents the city of Tampa everywhere he goes. So.
Yes, sir. That's the same thing we're going to do, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, 813 all day.
Yeah, he was telling me you guys are from Plant City area.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. East Oldsmore County.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to represent the city, man.
We have to, man. If we don't, who will?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's kind of why I started the podcast, too, man, is because I saw all this talent, all these, you know, artists that there's so much talent, but, you know, like there's no spotlight, there's no platform in the area that'll put them on the map, you know?
Yeah, man, it's like you feel like you have to leave your own city just to get your name out, but, you know,
yeah, almost.
You know, I appreciate you doing it, because it's like, you know, even one day, let's say we do end up leaving the city, because, you know, you never know where your journey's going to take you.
Yeah.
We'll always be able to be like, okay, we still didn't have our first broadcast here
in Tampa, yeah.
So we definitely appreciate you guys for what you're doing out here, man.
No, that's awesome,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Yeah, we represent the city, and yeah. What's next for you guys after this?
I guess we're gonna go in there and do the video. And we be out here in Tampa performing every week. If you want to come check us out at the Shuffle, that's 2612 Tampa, North Tampa Street. We're there every Tuesday. We're at Whiskey North almost every Thursday. You know, come check us out. You know, we do our thing on open mics. And, you know, we just continue to grow and, you know, we just release music and just do what we love, perform and get feedback. And, you know, and hopefully one day change the world.
Hey, amen to that, brother.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
So where can everybody find your stuff online? Where are you guys on social?
You can check us on Instagram at InnerSoul Official. That's with two L's. InnerSoul Official. We're on Facebook with the same name. We're on SoundCloud with the same name. And we also have Spotify. You know what I mean? So we're out. You can definitely find us.
Yeah, you guys are out there.
Yes, sir. And on YouTube, almost on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
InnerSoul with two L's.
We got our videos.
Yeah, we got quite a few videos out there, probably like about 10 videos. And I think this will be like our 11th or 12th video shoot.
Wow.
So we've been pretty active. We've been trying to
do it. That's awesome. You guys work.
Yeah, we just work, man. That's how it is, man. You just got to grind it out till something happens.
Yeah.
Right? Put yourself in the right places and the right people will find you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to take off. You know? I mean,
hopefully the right person. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, look what you're doing today.
Because like, literally, how do we find out about this opportunity? This is us going out and performing.
Yeah.
So all these artists out here that's just out here recording, I know a lot of people, especially in my city, they want to record all day. They don't want to come out and perform their songs. Get out here and perform your songs, because what are you doing, my guy?
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I mean? We were at Whiskey North, and that's how we ran into this opportunity. If we hadn't come out and performed, we would never have this opportunity.
No, networking is number one. I've always said that. Yeah, you got to get out there. You got to meet people. You got to, yeah.
So everybody just, you know what I mean, just keep that in mind with everybody that wants to do this thing. We got to come out. You actually have to leave the house, guys.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
And you got to support the platforms too, man.
You have to.
Because we put you in front of a lot of eyeballs. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate that. Everything's through a thin thread.
Yeah.
You just got to go for it, man.
For sure.
Yes,
all right, D, man, thank you so much for joining me, and
yes, sir,
I wish
sir.
You guys the best of luck. And
thank you so much, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congrats on the podcast.
Thank you.
Hope it keeps growing. Hope you have a lot more big names.
Absolutely.
Hope to hear about you guys, you know what I mean, on a big major scale.
Yeah. One day we'll have a studio downtown. So.
Yes, sir. I want to be there.
Awesome. Yes, awesome. Sir. Well, thanks again. For us, it's going to be Blue Box Podcast. We're on Instagram and on TikTok. We post 60-second clips of the podcast on there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Blue Box, I will definitely be adding you guys.
Podcast.
I'm going to start following you as soon as I get out of here.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.